Charlie Munger was the business partner of Warren Buffett, and he had this really interesting idea of inversion.
You invert, and then you invert back.
That our brains are so much better primed to solve for problems. Like, we're able to come up with problems so easily.
Okay.
Invert the problem. What would it take to completely destroy your business?
I've had, like, 500 Chipotles in the first year that I was growing my business.
Have you considered making them a $100 million offer? How can you make this? Make sure this is a failure?
Making it, like, the company?
Yeah.
To make it a failure, just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
So I'll do white rice. Could I get double chicken on that? You can double the chicken. Oh, actually, I wanted steak. If you could put the steak in there. How much chicken you got back there?
Sometimes I'll just like jump over, and I'll be like, "Where'd the chicken at?" You know what I mean? Like, where are you hiding all that chicken? I need it. I don't know why you're laughing.
Hey, if I raised your profit margins by 20%, can I keep 4% of that?
It's not so much that we need 10,000 hours per se, but rather that we just need... If you can be someone who gets 10,000 iterations...
Why are we in this closet?
When I was broke, I would just look for protein in gas stations. You know, there's a lot of protein you can get in a gas station. No, that's cool. That's good. Maybe we'll just go... You know, we'll just double the chicken.
Not a lot of protein, but it does get me jacked up to make some $100 million sales.
See these fucking calves right here?
28 grams.
My first day.
What do your calves look like, bro?
My calves are kind of skinny.
No, no, these are good.
Never skip dessert. Another classic way of staying poor is being more focused on looking rich rather than being rich.
Alex, I don't think your beard's real.
What are you wearing, Lululemon, you fucking nerd?
Or...
Shut up!
Layla, and I told her, like, if you want to leave me, I will understand. You know, and she said, I would sleep under this bridge with you if it came down to it. Like, that's how much of a real one she is. We just sleep down here now just to fuck with people. Look at people and be like, boo! Acquisition, bitch! What that was a little squirrel. And the reason that squirrel is so poor is because it's replaceable.
Find a company that has $10 million. Say, hey, I'll increase your revenue by 15%. Can I keep 5% of that?
A lot of times in a company, you know, I'll say, like, I need something done. This is important. They'll say, great, I can get you that by end of week. And then I'll say to them, you know, why don't you get me that in an hour? Because that's how long it would take. And then they'll say to me something like, well, you know, my grandma's sick and I have to visit her. And be like, cool. Does your grandma give you a return on investment financially? And they say, well, of course not. You know, it's like a deep kind of meaningful relationship. She was really there for me when I was a kid. And then I say to them, like, you know, fuck her.
And for me, it's just, I don't know. It gets me emotional, honestly, because I just realized I like the game for the game. You know, I don't really care about anything else. I still live in my mom's basement half the time.
My darkest moments, I would always just tell myself, if I do this for long enough, it would be unreasonable for me not to succeed. If I just keep going, I cannot lose. And I really do believe that.